Ukrainian acting President Oleksandr Turchynov says Russia is carrying out a war against Ukraine and that he has decided to launch what he calls a fully fledged anti-terrorist operation in eastern Ukraine. He was speaking after Ukrainian security forces launched an operation against pro-Russian separatists who have occupied state buildings in the eastern city of Slavyansk. There are casualties reported on both sides. Officials say at least one security officer was killed and five injured on the government side, while Russian media reported that at least one pro-Moscow activist died and two separatists were wounded in Sunday's clashes. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
Military helicopters fly over the troubled eastern city of Slavyansk as part of what Ukraine's government has called an anti-terrorist operation. Ukrainian forces try to clear pro-Russian militants from the headquarters of the police and the state security service in Slavyansk, some 150 kilometers from the Russian border. They say special forces are on their way, this masked pro-Russian activist says, so we will see what will happen. The clashes follow gun battles in the nearby town of Kramatorsk. Pro-Russian fighters in camouflage uniforms exchanged gunfire with security forces during a raid on a police station in Kramatorsk late on Saturday. Unrest spreads in the east, where pro-Russian separatists are demanding that the region stage referendums on whether to break away from Ukraine, similar to the one that led to Crimea's annexation by Russia last month. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has warned that armed action by Ukrainian authorities could undermine forthcoming talks between Russia, Ukraine, the United States and the European Union. In a phone call, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged his Russian counterpart to help, in his words, de-escalate the situation or face additional consequences, such as sanctions. Some have still hope. In the eastern city of Kharkiv, for instance, protesters carrying Ukrainian flags have called for unity. Yet with pro-Russian forces increasingly active in the area, it remains unclear whether these voices will be heard. For Vatican Radio, I'm Stefan Bos, reporting.